I don't know what bougie experiment you're trying to do over there with all your technology.
I'm gonna probably publish something as soon as today that I'm not gonna go forward with this Amazon thing, but well, no, it's just not for me. I just for my specific needs, it's just not. It doesn't have the things I want, but it does have a couple of really unique features, and one of them is this tone feature, which is optional, of course, and it's supposed to track your voice over the day. And it has a little microphone in the thing, and it will give you a little warnings if you sound a little too aggressive. But you can also turn on live tracking, which is what I'm using now, and it says that I'm interest focused and knowledgeable.
Yeah, that needs to go right into the dumpster.
Just prompt me with the right topic, and it's going to go right off the deep end. Beep beep
beep beep beep. Like when you get too angry, it just says call your cardiologist. Like it doesn't say like
exactly. Calm down. It just dials 911. Now I'm used and friendly.
Yeah. So, Paul, let me ask you, what are you doing on October 1st or potentially September 30th? Not sure about time zone stuff.
I'm going to be away. Yeah. That's the week I'm away.
According to our favorite feline-based Twitter account, Mr. Walking Cat, there's going to be a service event that day.
Yeah, I saw that. That's fine. I mean, of course, Wednesday, which must be the 1st, is... Windows Weekly, which I'm going to be doing that, of course. And if, you know, Microsoft really wanted to dig in on us, having this event at exactly the same time as Windows Weekly would be a great time to do it.
Yeah. You know what they're going to announce there, Paul?
I do not.
Here's my prediction. And full transparency, I think Zach has heard similar things. So, but full transparency, here's my prediction. Surface Pro X2.
Okay. Yep. Right. SH2 chip based on C8CX Gen 2. Yep.
Yep. The Surface Go style laptop thing.
Okay. So the Surface, the mini Surface laptop. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. I don't think we're going to get a Pro.
Interesting. So do you think that just disappears? Or
No. I think it's going to get just pushed back. I just don't think they're going to launch it.
So let me ask you this, though. Do you think whenever they do launch Surface Pro 8, does it take on the new form factor or do they stick with what works?
I believe it does.
Okay. I hope it does, because that would make it a really interesting device.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see a laptop update.
See, unfortunately, that's quite necessary because, like as we discussed previously, the original gen, the third gen, comes with that, what must be like a 3000 series AMD chipset, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Or whatever the name of it
is. It really does need the new one. So we'll see on that one. And then no studio either. Not expecting that. So
when did they last update studio?
Long time.
2 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my prediction as of today. That is subject to change. But
what else might be? So no Surface Book is too soon, I would say.
Yeah, Surface Book just happened. So that's not going to be happening there.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
We'll see.
Surface Go is on its own schedule.
Yeah. Surface Duo will not be updated either. I'll throw that one out there. I think that's a safe bet. Can you imagine if they came out with Surface Duo 2 like at this thing? Like everybody who bought it would be like,
in 2021, we're going to ship something that actually makes sense.
So then we got that. Yeah. That's kind of I think that might be the fall event. There might be some peripheral stuff. I'm not sure yet, but still.
Right, peripheral stuff. Okay.
Yeah, look for colors and all sorts of fun little surfacey nuggets. I mean, the big one's out of the way. The Duo, that's
Surface Nugget would be a great product name. Yeah. By the way,
what would that actually even be?
Like a little computer shaped keychain or tracker tile thing. I don't know.
Yeah. They didn't announce those Apple Tile things either that were fully leaked. So that's got to be coming probably, I guess, with the phone. Maybe that makes more sense to launch with the phone.
Speaking of which, they also did not, they being Apple in this case, did not announce a new Apple TV, which was widely expected. And I would buy one immediately if they just included a better remote, you know?
No, I mean, they're supposedly having two more events this year before the end of the year. So,
but iPhone seems like it's its own event, and you could put tags with that. That makes sense. Yeah. And then the Mac is its own event. So how does the Apple TV fit in? I guess they could just release it.
Which either one of those events probably doesn't have enough content, I guess, maybe.
Nice.
I mean, actually, I bet If I was betting, maybe the iPhone event, because the iPhone event, like, they have really just kind of said, like, here's the iPhone, and then just, like, drop it on the table, like, all right, we're moving on now, because, like,
I don't know. It like, they could potentially have, I think it's 4 different iPhones this year, right? Or at least 3. I mean, at least 3.
Yeah. So, anyways, we got that. There's something else. The Xbox pre-order stuff, right? That's the 22nd, 8 a.m. Pacific time, right?
That's right.
11 a.m. Best time zone.
Nice of them to be specific.
Yeah.
About the Pacific time, you know? Mm-hmm. Unlike Sony.
Unlike Sony was just like, here's like, the dice and everybody can scramble.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of scrambling for Sony devices this holiday season. I can tell you that.
So I bet there will be on the Xbox side too.
Yeah. And maybe for the same reasons. Yeah.
They're just going to sell out. I mean, it's.
Yep. I think you're right.
Now, the bigger question is are they all going to get picked up by bots? That's what happened with the 3080 or the RTX. I keep wanting to say GTX. RTX 3000 series, like all these automated shopping bots just bought up the entire inventory, which was nice of them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. There's actual service out there you can pay like $75 a month for, and it'll let you like check out of like places like 12 at a time or something, like 12 different accounts. And
it's, Yeah. That's a little dicey.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, a little is a dicey. And then you've been writing these like SMB things, haven't you?
Yep.
We're not making that up.
Yep. 2 tips so far into the art. Yeah. So, you know, people, I put a note in there that explains that these are posts that would have been premium, but Microsoft is sponsoring some articles. And of course, people are like, oh, it's an advertisement, you know. And I appreciate some of the interactions I've had with people, some of the readers, because some people have, you know, we've kind of gone back and forth with it. And it's like, no, you don't understand. Microsoft has never come and said, write this or write about this or, you know, whatever. All the content and stuff, and we're doing some other stuff. We're doing some interviews next week. That's all from us. Like, and these are articles, by and large, I would have been writing myself anyway. In fact, that first one was something I had been sitting on. It was something I had intended to write for months, but we had been kind of hoping to get some Microsoft sponsorship for something, and it just kind of worked out that way. So just so people understand, I mean, this is a good thing for us and for the site. And it's just a, you know, we get paid somehow, right? We have advertising, which is terrible. We have premium if you can do that. And then, you know, sponsorships are another way, but it's not like an ad. It's, it's literally, there's no oversight. They don't ever come back and say, no, you can't do this. You know, when I did the call for the interviews, I said, look, good, bad, and different. I just want to hear about your experiences. We're not trying to promote something per se, but I mean, other than the fact that actually we do feel pretty positive and strongly that Microsoft 365 is a good value. And that's just, you know, that's where it's coming from. It's not, you know, it's not an advertorial or whatever. So I some people clearly get it and some people will always be suspicious of it. And I guess I understand that, but come on, it's us. It's not, we're not some terrible website.
Are we? I mean,
well, someday we'll write the tell-all of the behind the scenes. How many times Paul had to be scaled back from murdering somebody?
You know? It's more than one, I can tell you, folks. I can tell you that for definitively. It's definitely more than one.
I think Brad and I have a strong enough relationship that we both agreed that if bodies need to be buried, we will help each other in whatever capacity is required.
You know? All I ask is a courteous, like, you know, maybe 20-minute heads up so I can get the gloves and the right tarp.
It's like a lightning and rain and the phone rings. It's go time.
My wife's like, why are you putting on camo paint? Like, honey, it's time. It's time. Like,
right. Bring your rain clothes and a shovel.
Speaking of it's time, next week we've got Ignite happening, the modified the duo Ignite, whatever you want to call it, happening next week, all digital, all online. So that's gonna be something to look forward to.
It's gonna be a busy time, lots of announcements, and you know, because they did this before the build, they sort of came to understand, like, we can't do the full week Ignite show, we can do like 2.5 days. You know, it's once, and so there's gonna be a second one. They haven't said when, I guess first half of next year sometime. So yeah, not the same as going to New Orleans. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the one that I miss. Like, build is fine in Seattle. That's always whatever. But this is the one that's always like,
yeah,
there's lots of people. It's a fun time.
Every year. It's like, you kind of cross your fingers, like, where is it going to be? And sometimes it's Chicago and you're like, or Orlando is the worst one. But then sometimes it's someplace awesome, you know, like New Orleans, and New Orleans would have been great.
Yeah, provided they're doing all right.
They're
right
still
now.
There, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, they just got hit by Sally, and then there's another one like farting around in the Gulf of Mexico yep. right now that they're not quite sure where it's going to hit.
Oh, it's like lining up like that scene in the Airplane movie where everyone's going to beat on the girl who can't shut up and they all mm-hmm. have different weapons in their hands. You know, it's like, it's not a good time.
I have a bold prediction for next week, Paul.
Okay.
Bold prediction. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think they might do some team stuff.
Yeah.
Heard it
I don't
here
think
post,
I'm violating first. Any NDAs by saying you're almost certainly correct.
So we've got that to look forward to. It shouldn't be, I mean, there's going to be a lot of IT Pro and like that Microsoft 365 stuff. It's not going to be like the last 2 weeks where we've had like Xbox stuff, Sony stuff, RTX 3000 stuff, an Apple event. Although Google's supposed to be having an event sometime soonish.
That's right. Yeah, well, for Pixel, I mean, that's kind of a...
I always like Google's animations, though. That's like the one reason I tune in. Like, I'm never going to buy the phones, but the animations are always nice.
This might be the first time. I mean, I just bought a Pixel 4a, but I mean, I don't know. What year was it that the 6P came out? 2015, 2014? I don't remember. But I bought their whatever flagship every year. Sometimes I bought two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This year, I don't know. I might just not. I don't know.
I bet you do. Maybe.
I don't know. I will be buying an iPhone. I can tell you that.
Like, oh, yeah, because you got your watch. When's your watch? Your watch is middle of next month?
Yeah.
There's a possibility they might align and you get your watch and your phone like in the same.
Yeah. I might actually go with the smaller one this time, by the way, if the camera is exact, cause I, you know, you don't have the new one. Like, this thing is a tank. Like, it's so heavy and dense. Like, it's crazy. I have
is
the
that
big
the
one,
Samsung or which one?
No, the, I'm sorry. The, Apple, 11 Pro Max. It's,
oh yeah.
It's just so heavy. I mean, even compared, I wonder what actually, they're pretty similar. I mean, it's funny, the Note is bigger, but they might actually be around the same weight. There's something about this this is a weird thing with devices. I've noted this with different things in the past. For some reason, there's something, I don't know if it's the weight balance, it just feels so dense. You know, it's like it's like lead.
Yeah, no idea what it's working with, something that's so dense.
Oh.
It is a Friday show. My Bengals got... bangled last night. They're very...
Oh, I didn't even see this happening. So who would they play?
The Browns. That's the one that hurts. You didn't even have to say anything.
Was it a Cleveland high school team? Or what
is it? Okay. Remember how we talked about bodies? Getting there. It's...
Didn't expect to be on the receiving end of it.
I will say this, that Joe Burrow he does not play like a rookie quarterback. He is very good. The problem is, that's it.
The problem is there's like 35 other people in the squad.
Well, the biggest problem is we have a good running back. We have, our receivers are okay. AJ Green's not looking super great like he had been. But the problem is that our Bobby Hart and the guy next to him, Fred, I can't remember, but the two guys on the right side of the O-line are turnstiles, and like
they actually it's like when a body in space goes by a sun, it actually speeds up as it goes by, so it's almost like they're thrusting them forward toward the quarterback, you know.
And so like it's bad. Like, I actually fear for Burrow's like health and safety. Like, this guy's gonna get assaulted by some very large lineman in the not too distant future, because he keeps getting, I mean, thankfully the guy can run, because Andy Dalton looked like a baby lamb had just been born and just like, you know, just unconfident. And Joe Burrow can at least run. Andy would just
Tom Brady legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy.
Anyways, that was, and the problem is, like, I'd rather the Bengals just lose in like horrific fashion, but they managed to like hold on all the way until the end. And then they just lose by less than a touchdown. So it's not like I can go to bed at halftime thinking, there's no way. And then
you actually have to stay up because there's hope. And then you hate, you know, because you stayed up.
I mean, 2020 hasn't been bad enough. So I just keep, you know, writing it out to see how this can become worse.
What could make 2020 worse? The Bengals.
Well, I mean, I went into this season more optimistic than I usually am. I'm always optimistic at the beginning of the year. And then we're two games in and we're already like, oh, Jesus.
I got to say, I kind of enjoy this year not really caring about any team in particular. So this has always been, I know this is a stupid thing to complain about, but during the Patriots had like a 18 year run with Tom Brady. It was amazing, but
it worked out. It was all in Tampa so far.
Good. Yeah. enjoy that. But I, you know, it kind of, it's a stupid thing. It kind of ruined it because you were always stressed, you know, about every week because they were always in it, you know, and I used to always say to my, I used to say to my friends, like, I enjoy the other game on Sunday because, like, I don't care what it is. Like, I just watch it. Just enjoy football, you know?
Yep.
And now that's kind of just what football is. And
you can watch the Bengals. I mean, there's, trust me, there's no stress there.
Well, it's good. There's good football and there's bad football, Brad. You aren't overly familiar with the other side of the fence, but, well, you've seen other games. I mean, you've seen, they're good teams. I don't know, coaching and whatnot.